We're continuing our conversation with The Way of the Wise by Dr. Kevin Lehman has written this book, and we're surveying, then I'm going to add some comments about pastoral care along the way. We brought up this play in the last presentation. We really talked about how you want someone to just allow God to lead in their life. What you're really trying to do is every single relationship, every conversation somehow has a God place. That as people engage in who they are personally, even what birth order they are, and who they marry, and maybe issues of sexuality or issues of parenting, that it's still about faith. It's helping people grow in their faith. And really is that God gave us this beautiful life that we live. So that if you're having trouble believing in God, you're not alone. Even the disciples who walked and talked with Jesus had trouble. They saw God's awesome power close up in his son, but it was still hard to get their mortal minds around it. And I believe that's how it is. And relationships help us see the beauty of God in his creation, but it also helps us see the spiritual warfare. It helps us see that there's sin in the world. The narrative of the Bible that humanity fell into sin and that needed a Savior and the coming of Christ and the new life and the power of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit was revealed, apply in real life. So as a pastor, all of real life is an incredible parable for helping people to grow in faith. Help people see that God wants us to act on our faith. Even hear someone say, if there is a God, why does he allow people to starve in Africa? I want to shoot back the question, why do you allow it? You see, people use ordinary people to do extraordinary things in others' lives, and you can be part of that in a small or large way. Now, it's interesting how Dr. Kevin Lehman thinks about this. You know, he basically believes in what's called reality discipline, which we're going to talk about later on, where you don't need this heavy-handed discipline with children. You don't need to be in a authoritarian in your raising children, but you need to be authoritative. And we're going to see this in this class as he explains this. But a lot of times that's what happens when people look at God. They will give God some cheap shot. Well, if there is a God, why is it all people who starve in Africa? And in some ways, that may be a good question, but it then brings another question. Well, why do you allow it? See, in some ways, humanity has the world that we have because God said, this is your domain. This is the place I give you as a garden. Now it's a fallen garden. So when we're helping people see faith, it's all in relationship. It's about who we are. We model generosity. Each day is a gift. How can we spend that gift? How we spend that gift is up to us. Gifts and talent should never be used only for ourselves. I believe wholeheartedly in something I call natural tithing. If you see a need in someone else's life, you can meet it right then. Do it. If you can do it anonymously, all the better. For example, if a person needs a meal and you have $7 in your pocket and can buy a Big Mac at McDonald's, complete with fries and a Coke, do so. You know, as we're modeling faith, as we're helping people, as generosity is a powerful entree into helping people. To be someone who sees that every day is a gift is a conversation starter in itself. You know, I believe as pastors too and leaders, Christian leaders, when we're talking to people, I believe in this the immediate moments. So if you say to someone, oh, I'll pray for you, do it right then. Just say, you know what, do you have a moment right now I'd like to pray right now? And just say a short little prayer and then say, I will continue to pray for you. And then bring a communication later. How did that go? Remember, it's all about generosity. The same thing, I love what Dr. Lehman says here about, hey, if someone is hungry, just purchase them a hamburger. Now, he's not saying just give money so someone can buy drugs or something like that. He's just talking about relationships. The way of the wise is that generous pastoral leader. help people see the realistic love picture. Really, it all comes down to we must choose the way of love. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am nothing. You must be faithful to love. Those who say love is a decision are right on the mark. It's easy to love when a person is lovable, but the blessing is in loving that person even when he or she isn't lovable. If you commit to love your spouse and remain faithful for a lifetime, then you have a bond that won't be broken by any hardship, threats of divorce. Love and faithfulness mean thinking of the other's needs first before your own. In this class, you will see that love is truly a choice. And when we pray for the power to love through the power of the Holy Spirit, God helps us to love. God helps us build on that commitment, that covenantal awareness to love our spouse, to love our children, to love our neighbor, and to see that there's something realistic about it. It's not going to be easy. So we want all of the insights in these pastoral care conversations. We want to learn how to love better, not just put on a phony love. Well, that's the way they are. I'm just going to love them because I'm supposed to. No, love them and help them find that next positive step to glorify God. In pastoral care, you'll kind of come up against this many times. People will fail and they will feel terrible about failure. So one of the things that in these conversations we want is to help people process when things go wrong or things need improvement, help people process failure. So what is it? So what if you do fail? So what if people do laugh? Will the world end? Or will you get up tomorrow morning and brush your teeth like you always do? If you trust in God with all your heart, you don't need to fear any earthly failure because your position in heaven is secure. But could you fear have to do with more than not trusting God? Could it have to do with something with which I call the deception of perfection? And we're going to talk about perfectionism in this class. We're going to talk about these things that sort of take away from that trusting God in real time. But because as a pastor, your goal is to help people process failure and grow no matter what comes in their way. Help people see balance in their relational roles. God's style, though, is not authoritarian. He doesn't get his way by scaring the bejeebies out of you, grabbing you by the scuff of the neck. God also isn't permissive. He doesn't say, oh dear, did you mess up again? Let me get you a band-aid to fix you right up so you can go back out there on your own. No, God is authoritative. He simply is the supreme authority in all things, the ruler of heaven and the ruler of earth, the God before whom every knee will bow. Authoritative is one who basically is God. He's not wanting to zap you, nor is he permissive in a way that you get to do whatever you want to do, because it will kill you ultimately. He is our authority, and he's our loving authority. And you're going to find that whole premise of how God has set it up with us is how we see the world in other human relationships. This will be an exciting class for that, because you're going to see how theology and real life connect. Help people relate to God via his word. Perhaps we should all get a healthy dose of fear by taking time to understand who God is. Our own perspective of him, tainted by our previous experiences with so-called godly people, isn't enough. The only way to gain true understanding of him is by reading his words in the Bible and by choosing to have a personal relationship with him. After all, you can't get to know anyone without learning about their background, who they are, and what their mission is. Can you? What Dr. Lehman is saying here, and this is what we believe at Christian Leaders Institute, that a walk with God, knowing who God is, having healthy conversations with God, who he is, and how he deals with us, is foundational for for all other human relationships. So if we want to be pastors and leaders, Christian leaders, chaplains, it really comes how we relate to the God of the universe. It's helping people see the role of God in their relationships. So let me ask you, if God is really who He says He is, the creator of the entire universe and everything in it, then why are we acting like we can't, like He can't help us with the problems we face? Is it because we truly don't understand who God is? Or how much we mean to Him? Or how much He wants the best for us? If the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords loves you, but you put yourself down and say you're not good enough to have a relationship with Him, how much sense does that make, Kevin Lehman says? Aren't you putting down the very person He created, sent His Son Jesus to die for, and thinks has inestimable value? He calls you His child, His son, His daughter. You are His son or daughter, the King of you are the son and daughter of the King of the universe. So that's really what these pastoral conversations are about. All roads lead to this Rome, so to speak. And here's the Rome, is that God loves those that are in our care. God loves the world. He gave His only begotten Son. He is in time. He is in relationships. The role of God is not just heaven down the road someday, but it has everything to do with now. And what you will face in your counseling in these conversations is you will come up with evil. When we understand who God is and acknowledge who He is, then we can grapple with one of the biggest questions humankind asks. If God is in control, then why do bad things happen? Was He just looking the other way when a young couple and the three children were killed in the middle of an intersection by a drunk driver? Or when an elderly neighbor's house burned to the ground because of faulty wiring? And you will have that again and again, where people in their relationships, God in their mind let them down. But what you're going to help them see is when God created the universe, He put into place certain physical and spiritual laws. So when a driver drives south down a northbound lane, innocent people are going to pay for that mistake. When an electrician makes a wrong judgment about wiring, the result is your neighbor loses his house. God really did give us free will. Now, we're not free from God. God is sovereign. All things work out for good because God is so powerful that He takes what we understand as our free choice and He works it for good, especially for those who believe. So we process the whole world in a way that whatever comes before us is something that glorifies God, something that we learn from. You know, I've studied a lot of the martyrs, and I'm always fascinated by all the bad things that happen in their relationships and then how their own government puts them to death for their faith. And I'm always amazed at some of their ending words about how don't hold it against my persecutors. Jesus said that on the cross, but martyrs along the way did the whole thing. And you saw in many of those dynamics that even the most evil thing that occurred is not going to take away from glorifying God. And some of the most beautiful stories in Christendom are the stories of these martyrs. God allows bad things to happen in relationships. God isn't a puppeteer who controls humankind like marionettes on a string. Things happen because physical and spiritual laws He has put into place are violated. Is God all-knowing? Yes. All-powerful? Yes. Always present? Yes. But many of our maladies are a direct result of human free will and choice, which God has allowed. So in pastoral care conversations, always understand that these conversations are about God. Dr. Kevin Lehman says, and get it straight, God is not your co-pilot. The reality is that God sent His only Son to die on a Roman cross is a very terrible way, so in a very terrible way, so that each of us, if we acknowledge Him, can spend eternity with Him in heaven. Now that's a pretty good deal. Factory worker in Moline. God is a jealous God. He's not your co-pilot. You can't put Him in a box. He doesn't need to prove anything to you, His creation. You can't give Him your best shot. He's not interested in your second best effort or believing in Him. With God, it's all or nothing. You know, Kevin Lehman talks about sort of the common thinking that, you know, I'm just going to give my best shot. That's what his word, a factory worker in Moline, he was talking about how people just saying, hey, I'm just doing my best. No, God wants your heart. Because God is the God of the universe. And if you see the world that way, everything will change. And then you will see that we have violated God's law. Sin must be acknowledged in relationships. Dr. Kevin Lehman says, may I be blunt? There are some people in some relationships that cannot be made straight because one of the people in their relationships is not willing to change and is downright sinful. Sin is a word not often used in our culture because people are afraid that might make someone feel guilty. Well, some people need a good dose of guilt, Kevin Lehman says. And others need to stand up for themselves and hold a wrongdoer accountable. As you talk about relationships, you're going to see the role of sin got you where you are today. And as a pastor, you're going to help people get beyond what sin has done to them. And it is a factor in relationships. The psychology world wants to take sin out of the equation. Oh, you know, man is good, and the environment has polluted man and woman, and somehow we need these psychological techniques or more drugs to make things better. No, sin is in the world. Satanic demons are also in this world, and they are tempting people. So sin and Satan are a role in bringing so much destruction. Coupled with that is we have the free will to live our lives. So we can freely choose our own way, polluted by sin, tempted by the evil one. Who will save us from this body of death? Only God can do that by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the new life in Christ. So help people get perspective. In the book Heaven by Randy Alcorn, one of the books that has made a significant impact in my life and thinking, Kevin Lehman says, one of the things Randy said that struck me the most was that when you enter heaven, there will be a reception line for you. And the ones you love the most will be there in that line. In case you wonder, who will be making the arrangements? You don't have to worry. The one who knows you when a sparrow falls, knows the number of hairs on your head, and orchestrates the entire universe, can certainly handle the guest list for you. I am convinced that everyone is put on this earth for a reason. I used to apologize for using humor everywhere I go. Then 25 years ago, I realized humor is a gift from the Almighty God, a legacy I can pass on to others. You will see this in the videos that Dr. Kevin Lehman uses humor, and he laughs at himself. It's not sarcastic humor, it's fun humor. And by the way, for you who are going into Christian ministry, we did a People Smart class on ministry and we talked about humor. Here's a great guy to really watch how he uses humor in these YouTube videos you're going to see. And you can enjoy, even in some of this writing, that humor. Now, is all this humor how you would do the humor? No. But help people get perspective is really his point. That each person is different. That God created us. And that we're meant for heaven. So in this earth, on the test of this earth that we have, let our whole hope be Christ and Christ alone. And as a pastor, if you help people get perspective, to see the big picture in all their relationships, you will be a Christian leader, pastor, chaplain, youth leader, music leader, Bible study leader, whatever you are called to be in ministry. If you can help people get perspective that life is beautiful, God made it, And I'm not going to let anyone take away that beauty, that joy. I'm going to take responsibility for my life. I'm going to ask the Lord to help me in my life. I'm going to help others. I'm going to be a great father, if that's my calling, a great mother, whatever that's going to be. Not great because I want to impress anybody, but great because I want to glorify the God who created me. As a Christian leader, this class will be something that I hope will start more and more conversations that will bring healing to everyone who God has placed in your life.